the memos are out. It's confirmed he gave the order. No kidding. The former head of Goldman Sachs runs his own brokerage firm, MF Global, robs accounts, and he didn't know. And then the government, for the last 6 months, didn't know where the money went. When they know when you wire $1,000. I mean, this is outrageous. Let's go to a short piece of that clip, and then back to Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. Here it is.
CFTC and CME staff and auditors returned to the firm on Sunday, October 30th, and were informed by MF Global employees that this discrepancy was caused by, quote, an accounting error. Our auditors worked with the CFTC, devoted the rest of the day and night Sunday to find the so-called accounting error. No such error was ever found. Instead, at about 2 a.m. Monday morning, October 31st, MF Global informed both the CFTC and CME at approximately the same time that the shortfall was real and that customer segregated funds had been transferred out of segregation to the firm's broker-dealer accounts. After receiving this information, CME remained at MF Global while MF Global attempted to identify funds that could be transferred into segregation to reduce or eliminate the discrepancy. A CME auditor also participated in a phone call with senior MF Global employees, wherein one employee indicated that Mr. Corzine knew about the loans that had made for the customer segregated from the customer segregated accounts. CME Group has provided this information to these individuals, to the Department of Justice and the CFTC, who are investigating these matters.
All right, there you go. That's just part of the clip. Gerald, this is hiding in plain view. Why isn't he in jail right now?
Because he's a member of the White Shoe Boys Club. That's why. You know the word justice, J-U-S-T-U-S, just us. Have you seen a head roll from the Goldman Sachs gang? They get fined $550 million, and they don't have to admit nor deny that they screwed anybody. Have you seen anybody's head roll from Countrywide? Oh, you remember that one, that phony mortgage company over there that was raping us in front of everybody in the White House and in Congress? Have you seen one head roll from any of these major banks that committed the greatest financial fraud in the history of the universe? Hey, if you live in Wisconsin, I just read that if you make home-brewed beer, you have to keep it in your house, and you can't bring it to a friend's house to drink because it's against the law. And those little kids out there selling lemonade, get them off the street. First it's lemonade, and then it's heroin. I know, it's a heroin, lemonade. Yeah, it's all connected. Alex, it's fascism 2.0, the merger of state and corporate powers. What is it going to take people to see what's going on? Our new Trends Journal is coming out. The cover of the Trends Journal will be out in a few weeks, is going to read, "Next Train to Auschwitz."